Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
Welcome along to Gift Grub, your weekly fix. We have pulled together all of the big Gift Grub moments from your week in one place just to make life a little bit easier for you. So we're going to kick things off with the unstoppable Katie Taylor, who was on a media blitz this week. I met her outside Marconi House. She actually pulled up in the bus, no less. How are you, Katie? How's it going?
How are you, Ian? How you getting on?
Grand, fair play to you, Katie. You are absolutely everywhere at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm doing Today FM again today, Ian. I'm starting with yourself bright and early. Then I'm doing Dave Moore's Bad Jokes. I offered Bonnie Tyler a Quality Street, but she said she was holding out for a hero. Hilarious stuff altogether. Then Louise Cantle on us are going into the building there. Beg me, acquaint Louise about battering the Kions after Collini. Yeah. Then Matt Cooper, Culture Club, then at 6 o'clock. My favourite film is The Champ. Champ, get up, for God's sake. Champ, Jesus, Champ, would you get up, would you, Jesus, Champ. Tomorrow I'm doing RTE, I'm doing The Angelus at 6 o'clock. I'm going to speed up the bong so it sounds like a boxing bell. Bong, 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 bong.
Oh, you really seem to have a... You've got everything covered. You have a natural talent for publicity and everything, Katie, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I'm finished the boxing in. I'm getting into advertising with Eddie Hearn. I'm going to do those voiceovers on the radio. They said I'm perfect for those long financial ads that never end. You know the ones? Right. Bank of Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Lead lending terms and conditions apply. Missing repayments may have severe consequences for your credit rating. You may end up losing your house. Early repayment charges may apply. Representative APR may be dependent on individual circumstances. Always read the label and always consult a physician. Tony was paid a gratuity for doing this bleeding. Not every little ounce. Var sprung dark technique. Udanon Red Bull gives you wings. I'm loving it. Now get on the bus in, will you?
Well, okay, where are we going? Where's the bus?
Christ Almighty. Where do you think it's going, Croke Park?
But it's the 5th of September. It's not actually... It couldn't be going to Croke Park. The flight is September 5th, isn't it?
Of course it's not actually physically going to Croke Park. The bus is meant to serve as a metaphor. It's not even a real bus. It's just a sound effect that Paul Duffy emailed you over yesterday. That's what the radio is, Ian. It's theatre of the mind. If you want to be pedantic, it's not even me doing the bleeding voice on the bus.
It's a bloke.
It's some bloke in his 50s with his belly hanging over the desk in Enniskerry who doesn't even sound like me. But it doesn't even matter. What's happened to me? I was sound effects.
Hang on a second.
I told you.
Perfect timing.
Now there's the bus back again. Paul Duffy, you're fired. The only reason we're having to sell the fight in is the bus. Get on the bus. Now get on the bus, would you?
But hang on, if we're not going to Croke Park, even virtually, what are we going to do on the bus?
I don't care what we do on the bleeding bus. Start singing for all I care. Chapel Rowan, Teddy Bleeding swims. The wheels on the bus go round and round. If you get bored by that one, start singing Stop the Bus. We want the wee-wee. Now get on the bus or I'll batter the bleeding head off you, Dempsey.
Hi, everybody.
Today FM presents Gift Grub, your weekly fix.
Well, lads, how's it hanging, huh?
The gift that keeps on giving.
How are you?
When the Boyzone lads joined me on the show on Tuesday morning, they were still giddy after their reunion gigs at the Emirates Stadium. It was great to catch up with them. They were absolutely buzzing.
Come on, lads!
Whoa.
The year's gone.
Whoa, it's Ian. It's Ian Dempsey here. How are you?
Hey, lads, keep it down there, will you? It's Ian Dempsey.
Oh.
Yeah, steady, call us. Get Mikey.
How are you?
Where is he? Fair play, Ian. How are you?
I'm very good. It looked like two great nights, Ro. All the hits when the going gets tough. And was that a boxing ring? It looked amazing. Great.
Yeah. We wanted to do a tribute to, you know, not just all the great music we've done, but in fairness, all the great boxers that have, you know, lived. You know, Muhammad Al-Fayed, George Formby, Marvin Gaye, you know. Place went mad.
Yeah. Is Mikey there?
Mikey says he'll come in for the end of the call.
All right.
That's okay with you.
Okay.
Keith is here. Duster.
Yeah.
Ian Dempsey.
Oh.
No problem. Over here now. Let me on have a good gander here. How are you, buddy?
How are you, Keith? Are you relieved it's all over, Keith?
I'm even more relieved I'm off the diet, buddy. What? I've had two Chinese, extra chicken balls with sweet and sour pork.
Lovely.
Three Indians, yeah. A Thai, and a snack box since Saturday night.
Oh, lovely. Well, you deserve it. And you looked amazing on stage there. So that's it.
Cheers.
All over. 33 yeah. years. Finito. Gone. Over.
Well, never say never, buddy.
Oh, no.
Ed Sheeran's been on the phone. He says we might get another night out of the next documentary. Eno, Shane Lynch is here and he wants a word.
All right.
Eno. Ian, will you join me in a rendition of the Lord's Prayer? Our Father,
sorry.
Who art in heaven.
Sorry, Shane. Shane, we just don't
hallowed
have
time. Hallowed be thy name.
We just don't have time at the moment.
Ian, buddy.
What?
Shane, I'll get lost, will you? Eno, buddy. Mikey's here. Mikey.
Oh,
Ian Dempsey.
How are you, Mikey? Listen, I loved your look. You know, the other night there, you came out, the stool, all the business,
cheers.
All black with the hat and the chains.
Yeah.
So, who did you model the look on?
It was kind of a cross between Biggie Smalls and Arthur Daly. Oh,
he's all right.
amazing, joyful night.
Yeah.
I will never forget it.
Would you do it again, Mikey?
You must be bleeding joking. I'd rather take out my eyeballs with a poker. Look.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
You hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Well, Limerick were crowned Munster hurling champions last weekend, but it wasn't without controversy. Proud Cork man Matt Cooper joined me on Monday morning and he was not happy.
Ian!
Yeah.
Ian! Huh? Ian! My jaw is on the floor listening to you what? This morning.
What?
A fair game. Respect between the teams.
What?
After the travesty of justice that referee James Owens inflicted on Cork yesterday.
Sorry, Matt. What travesty? What? I'm not fully across this. I mean, I like this.
What travesty?
Yeah.
The whole country witnessed daylight robbery yesterday. Aileen had to restrain me in the stand. The referee gave Cork a free at the end. Our great heroic goalkeeper, Patrick Collins, who's much better than Nicky Quaid, by the way, came up to take it. He played it short, as he was able to do, and the referee blew the whistle. Game over. No reason at all.
I'm not with you, Matt, there. Sorry about
that. Nobody told Patrick that this was the last puck of the game.
Right.
We would have drawn. This should not only be sports news, Ian. This should be news headlines. Where's Quisha Connolly? The last word tonight will lead with this robbery.
Okay,
The last word will lead with this robbery.
Sorry,
and
Matt,
you should be highlighting
Matt,
it.
Sorry, Matt. Hang on a second there. Willie O'D is on the line, I'm told. Hi, Willie.
Sorry, Ian. Could you get this crackpot off the radio, please?
Willie, you saw what happened.
I saw Limerick winning 7 out of the last 8 Munster finals, man. Now, you call yourself... impartial journalist. Talk about Teddy Swims, Mr. Know-it-all, Mayor Cooper. You seem to hate Limerick more than you hate Donald Trump. I think you need psychiatric help, Matt. Wait, get out of it, Willie! The last word, Matt, calm down. The last word tonight, Jamesy O'Connor, Ben O'Connor, every filthy O'Connor, and we can match Munster. Justice for Cork special.
Hi, everybody.
Today FM presents Gift Grub, your weekly fix.
Well, lads, how's it hanging, huh?
The gift that keeps on giving.
How are you?
Well, with the World Cup kicking off this week, Garen Noon brought us a snack guide for the next 6 weeks. Apparently, it's all about pacing yourself.
104 games over 6 weeks. You need to pace yourself.
You would.
So don't make the mistake of going for a Yorkie on day one or day two.
Right.
It's just not sustainable over a month and a half of games,
right.
Ian.
Okay.
So what I've done is I've taken the Cadbury Hero tub route, 660 grams.
Very nice. Heroes.
Yeah, these are miniature examples of your favourite bars. So technically, you can sort of have a double decker, a whisper and a twirl at the same time. You also have to unwrap these small little fellas so individually, so it spreads the time out across a 12-hour sitting when you're feeling fragile, you know yourself. Yeah. In week two, you can upgrade to fun-size Mars bars, Ian.
Right, okay.
Hula hoops are great too.
Hula hoops.
I mix up all the flavours. All hula hoop flavours look the same, so you don't know what flavour is going to get into your mouth. So I mix up all the flavours and throw them into the bowl to add the sort of surprise element. Nice, yeah. Yorkies are for quarterfinals and semifinals only.
Yeah.
And I'm recommending Ben and Jerry's cookies and cream, 800 grams. And an airport Toblerone for the final to finish yourself off.
Okay. And Garen, any changes from previous World Cups in terms of snacks and that?
Yeah, well, FIFA, I was watching them there last night. FIFA have come up with a few new rules for this World Cup. I don't know if you saw them. So, for example, there's a tackle discrimination rule where they send a fella off if he starts talking into his hand like that. You know the way they put their hand up to their mouth. Yeah. So when that happens, you can give yourself a Brucey bonus by putting your own hand up to your mouth on the couch and slipping in a bag of Maltesers. Jesus.
I love it. Okay, well, listen, Garen, thank you very much for that very sound advice. And
have a great World Cup,
Ian.
Enjoy
the World Cup.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
That nice.
Your weekly fix.
Did you hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
In GAA news this week, Waterford began the search for a new hurling manager after Peter Queeley stepped down. This leaves vacancies in both Waterford and Kilkenny. How convenient. I caught up with Davy Fitzgerald, who is currently in the market for a new gig.
Hang on a sec. I just pulled in here onto the side of the road here to take your call.
Good man.
Go on ahead there, Ian. Fire away there.
I'm just wondering, is there any news on the job front at all, Davy?
No. You won't be getting anything out of me there now.
Yeah.
I'd be fair to you there. Fair play to you. I saw there were a few jobs going there.
Right.
In the papers and online there. A few of the main people have stepped down. A few high-profile positions, and good luck to them.
So,
Inter-County hurling, it's a savage business altogether, so it is. Absolute lot of jungle it is out there.
You love it, though.
You're like one of them Thompson's gazelles, so you are in the Serengeti Desert. One minute you're jumping up and down in the old long grass. The next minute you're having the guts eaten out of you by some savage animal and a hyena on the side of the savannah.
Right.
That's why I'm back in Clare, Ian, so I am.
Clare,
I'm
are
taking
you?
A break, and I'm getting a pint of milk for myself, and I'm having the easy life here, and I'm going to take it easy.
Davey, how's it going, boy?
Here, lads. Get lost, will you, lads? Go away. I'm talking to somebody on the phone here.
They don't sound like Clare accents there, Davey, now. Who's aware?
No. I don't know who they are, Ian. They must be blow-ins there. Fair few blow-ins coming into Clare. It's a very desirable place to live, so it is.
Here, Davey, what are you doing in Waterford, boy? Up the dish, boy. Up the
dish, Davey. Get lost, will you, for God's sake.
Davey, are you sure you're in County Clare now? What's going on there?
Okay, fair enough. No, fair enough, Ian. Who do you think you are? You're Columbo, okay? Columbo, that's who you are. Inspector Marks or something. Fair play, you got me, okay? I've been rumbled.
Okay.
I tell you where I am. I'm in Waterford, so I am.
Oh.
And I'm not just in Waterford. I'm on the border between Waterford and Kilkenny, so I am. I'm in Ferrybank. I'm ready to make a move at any moment's notice to Waterford and Kilkenny if they'll have me. If they want me, I'm ready to do a job for them. An honest day's pay for an honest day's work, so
yeah,
I am.
I mean, how do you actually make money out of that whole thing from this business of the GAA?
No, don't go there, Ian. I tell you that now. I tell you, and that's the biggest no I've ever done in my life. And I tell you, if you ask John Kiley or Pat Ryan or Paul Kinnock, they'd say the same thing. No. Let me get me milk and get on with me morning there, Ian.
Hi, everybody.
Today FM presents Gift Grub, your weekly fix.
Well, lads, how's it hanging, huh?
The gift that keeps on giving.
How are you?
Well, one thing is for sure, Katie Taylor was hell-bent on pushing her September 5th bout in Croke Park. Nothing could stop her. Nothing.
Second half of the Leinster Hurling Final between Dublin and Galway coming up. But first, a half-time kids hurling exhibition match going on here. It's so encouraging to see the kids and what... Sorry, what's...
Here, kids, will you get out of the way, please? I've got a big fight coming up on September 5th. Katie Taylor here. How are you, folks?
Seems to be a pitch incursion by Katie Taylor and Eddie Hearn.
Can we ask the kids with the sticks to get out of the shop, please? Right. They're in Katie's way. Thanks.
September 5th, Crow Park, lads.
Cunis deputies on Taoiseach.
Thank you, Count Carla. The ongoing conflicts across the world are an ongoing source of concern for this government.
Yeah.
This government must be united in their assertion that aggressors must stand down in the face of...
Absolutely.
Yeah, how are you doing, Count Carla?
Casey Taylor, what are you doing here?
You want to talk about aggressors? There's no standing down on September 5th in Crow Park, lads.
Excuse me.
This is going to be like a war, except there'll be no ceasefires.
Well, can I just thank the Irish government for getting behind Katie and making this happen?
Sorry, Mr. Eddie Hearn and Katie Taylor, will you leave the doll chamber, please?
Yeah. Take it easy, Count Carla, will you? I'll butter the head off you.
Cunis, Katie Taylor!
You were lucky you were saved by the bell, I'll tell you.
Yeah, come on, Kay.
And so we are gathered here in the presence of our Lord to witness the union of Turlough and Siobhan, who are about to be bound together in holy matrimony. If anyone knows of any lawful reason why this couple should not be joined, let them speak now.
How are you, Father? Katie Taylor here. Lads, I know you're about to do the business, but just to let you know that September 5th in Crow Park, if you could keep the old diary free, make sure there's no babies coming down the line, you know. You know yourself, we don't want to interrupt the proceedings, but anyway, listen, it should be a good honeymoon anyway, yeah. Maldives, is it? Very nice.
Padre. Oh, I've left a little... How's your father? In that little envelope there. Cheers.
All right.
So, just relax there, Mr. O'Connor.
Oh, yeah, cheers.
Have you ever had this procedure before?
No, doctor, no.
It won't take long. Oh, can you remove the smock there to reveal the buttocks?
Yeah, it's right here.
Very nice. Okay.
Is there any pain involved, doctor?
Not at all. No, not really. It's just a routine colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Ready now?
Is that what you call it? A routine
colonoscopy?
There we go. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, relax.
How are you, doctor? What? Oh, how are you? Jesus, the stadium, what?
What the hell? What's going on, doctor?
I heard you talking about pain there outside.
What?
I tell you who'll be bringing the pain on September 5th to Crow Park. Myself, Katie Taylor. And I'll call you, Tony. If you're not there, it'll be more than a tube I'll be sticking up your heart.
Tom was loved by his family and friends. And so as we commit Tom to his eternal resting place, we say, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. May Tom find the...
How are you, lads? Katie Taylor here.
What's happening?
Listen, I know Tom is out of the picture for September 5th, but if you want to lift your spirits, it should be a great night at Crow Park. Here's a lot of flyers there. Tickets are €29 there tomorrow. Yeah, I'll just throw a few flyers in on top of Tom in case, but anyway, good luck.
And that's your weekly fix of Gift Grub. Remember, you can listen live every weekday morning from 6 a.m.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?